It's Thursday, March 19, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington. Today we're broadcasting from an alternative situation, an alternative location. That's in part because, in large measure, because of the coronavirus. Buildings are emptying out, and people are finding different ways of working while socially distancing. That's what I'm doing, so the audio may not be exactly what you're used to. Don't worry, we're going to work on all of that and make it better in the coming days. One thing that we're going to continue to do and that we won't stop is bringing you the very best information that we can, the most accurate and the most timely news and information. Now, that's material that our journalists at Voice of America are producing around the world. That's material from our sister broadcasters, such as RFA or RFERL, as well as material from established organizations like the Associated Press and Reuters. So we're culling through the very best information that we can. And this is a great opportunity for me to mention that right on our homepage, voanews.com, there is a big red banner link that says coronavirus update. And you can be assured that if you go there, if you click on that, you are going to get the latest news and information that we have and that we have confidence in its accuracy and its truthfulness. So again, we thought today might be a good chance to revisit where we are. There's a lot of stories. Obviously, today's program is pretty much mostly going to be about coronavirus. It's not always going to be the case. We're going to return to airing features and all kinds of, you know, profiles of life in America and that sort of thing in the coming days and weeks ahead. These are extraordinary circumstances, and we are doing our best to make sure that you are being served. Now, we thought we just would begin today with taking a very quick overview, a snapshot, as it were, as to where we are right now globally. Now, many of you know that the coronavirus appears to have originated in Hubei province in China. That's certainly for a long time where the epicenter was. Maybe not so much anymore, at least according to the WHO. Currently, China is reporting 81,058 confirmed cases of coronavirus, not COVID-19, which is the disease. And they are also reporting over 3,200 deaths from COVID-19. So they are trying to get a handle on that. They're doing the best they can. It's a very big country, and so they're trying to keep things under control as much as possible. Second on the list is Italy. You've probably heard that the WHO, the World Health Organization, has alerted people that Europe is actually kind of becoming the hot spot for the spread of coronavirus. And Italy is certainly one of those places. Italy right now is reporting 31,506 confirmed cases. That's a tremendous number of cases for a country with such a relatively small population. They're also reporting over 2,500 deaths so far. Health experts there are saying they are not at the end of it, that they continue to expect things to go from bad to worse. The hospital systems there are being overtaxed. So we will keep our eye on what happens in Italy very closely. Next on the list, Iran. You've no doubt heard that Iran has been a hotspot of its own in some ways. There are over 16,000 cases that have been reported in Iran alone, with 988 deaths. Again, staggeringly large numbers. Now, some Iranian officials recently told the press that they fear that once this is all said and done, that as many as 1 million Iranians might die from COVID-19. Now, we haven't seen those numbers confirmed anywhere else by any other health organization. We're just reporting that that's what the government is saying. Spain is coming in next with 11,748 confirmed cases, 533 deaths. Germany not doing so much better, but a little bit better. 9,257 cases confirmed and 24 deaths, which is an encouraging number. And of course, South Korea, which was for a long time sort of the hotspot outside of Hubei, is reporting now 8,320 cases and 81 deaths. It's really a testament to how hard they have been working in South Korea to try and limit the spread of coronavirus and to treat those who are sick with COVID-19. Now, there are many other nations that follow, just simply too many to list. This is a virus that is clearly touching every continent now, and we're watching to see it's going to spread in different ways and in different paths in different spots. And that's in part because of local situations and in part because of how governments respond. So we're going to keep our eye on those numbers. Those numbers will go up and people should simply prepare for that. Social distancing may be a big help. Certainly washing hands, trying to get as much sleep as possible, trying to reduce stress, eating healthily as possible. All of these things are important, but they are no guarantee that anybody in particular is not going to catch the virus. Again, you're listening to VOA Asia.
What's among the top Asia stories currently trending on voanews.com? It may be trade or economic developments in the region. Are the currents calm or choppy in the South China Sea? What is happening in reclusive North Korea? Is there a new movie or technology that interests you? China is huge and diverse. There's always something happening in the Middle Kingdom. You'll find expanded coverage of all of these stories and much more on Facebook at VOA Asia and also on the voanews.com website.
Now, leading off our section on the coronavirus is this most recent story. This comes to us from Steve Herman. Steve is our senior White House correspondent. And let me just read a little bit to you, if I may. The federal government is looking at quickly sending money directly to Americans to help soften the economic blow from the coronavirus pandemic. Quote, I think we're going to do something that gets money as quickly as possible to Americans, President Trump told White House reporters on Tuesday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, the president has instructed me, we have to do this now. We're looking at sending checks to Americans immediately, and I mean now, in the next 2 weeks. The Trump administration is seeking to get Congress to approve an infusion of as much as $850 billion into the economy. That includes $250 billion for small business loans, a $50 billion package to bail out the nation's airlines as part of an emergency stimulus package. Now, it should be noted that not everywhere, but increasingly in more and more places, you're seeing it in some states, such as Maryland. You're seeing it in some cities, such as San Francisco, and even here in Washington, D.C., various government officials have imposed social distancing bans, if you were. They come under a variety of names. Is it a lockdown? Is it a quarantine? Is it a ban? What is it exactly? But what it usually entails is that places where people gather, restaurants, bars, movie theaters, gyms, even libraries, some other kinds of public gathering places are being closed, and they're being closed under order of the government. The whole idea here is to limit individuals' exposure to other individuals because that's exactly how this respiratory virus is transmitted. It's transmitted through the air, and it passes individual to individual. So what's happening is many people, many hundreds of thousands of people are finding themselves at least temporarily without work, furloughed, questioning what's going to happen. And that is creating enormous financial strain on the system.
News alerts from VOA Asia keep you up to date on the biggest stories as they happen. Listen daily to VOA Asia and stop by our Facebook page to get daily headlines with Steve Miller's Asia in a Minute and all of our latest posts with features and breaking news. All the big stories come your way through the day on VOA Asia Facebook. This is VOA Asia.
U.S. states take aggressive action against coronavirus. This by VOA's Eunjun Cho. She writes, she begins with this quote, "Stay calm, stay safe, stay home." Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf urged his residents while announcing his shutdown order. At least 13 states, including California, Connecticut, and Delaware, issued executive orders this week to close bars and restaurants, limiting their service to carry out and delivery orders only. Add the District of Columbia to that. With thousands of new coronavirus cases across the United States, the numbers took a precipitous jump. Today is Thursday. Just in the last not even week since last Friday in the United States, they really took a precipitous jump. So that's got people's attention. With thousands of new coronavirus cases across the United States, states are implementing aggressive actions to stop the rapid spread of the virus. Some governors gave clear warnings to people who aren't heeding them. Here's a quote. "I would say to them weeks from now, months from now, when one of those party goers, one of those people that they defied the order to have into their establishment becomes sick, somebody perhaps that might die, that they should know that they are responsible for that and they should not hold these parties." That was Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who was speaking in a news conference on Monday. California, Florida, Georgia, Maine, and Tennessee declared states of emergency, and New Jersey set a statewide curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 p.m. Of course, there is also a national state of emergency that was announced last week by President Trump that does a number of things. It releases some decent amount of federal monies to get help where it's needed, particularly to people who are on the front lines, hospital staff who are running low of critical material, be they masks or surgical gloves or gowns or respirators or, you know, that kind of ventilators. These things are in short supply, and there is worry that this may continue for some time. Anecdotally, part of these shutdowns, for example, Washington, D.C., I live almost right at the corner of a very busy intersection, always lively, always something going on here in Washington, D.C. It is totally empty. There are no pedestrians. There is no traffic except for maybe emergency vehicles. It's eerie. And, of course, there are some health professionals in the United States and elsewhere who are cautioning that these social distancing processes, plans, actions that we are taking that limit our exposure to other people, that largely keep people in their house, you know, safe from the virus, presumably, may continue for some time. That this probably isn't going to be a couple weeks. This may be several months. So we're going to have to keep our eyes on that. Again, you're listening to VOA Asia.
VOA Asia Facebook is the choice of millions to see and read the latest stories about Asia and the United States. Follow us on VOA Asia Facebook and say hello online or on your smartphone. Subscribe to all of our platforms for free. See, hear, and read and share all of the latest from VOA Asia anytime. VOA Asia is your trusted source for news and great features.
The news never stops, so keep current on your mobile device with VOA News. Just go to m.voanews.com/English for instant, up-to-the-minute news and entertainment. Check m.voanews.com/English on your handheld device for news as it happens. Stay connected with a fast-changing world with m.voanews.com/English.
Lisa Schlein brings us this story. WHO urges nations to enact tougher measures to combat the coronavirus. And she writes, the World Health Organization is urging governments to implement a comprehensive, aggressive approach in tackling COVID-19 to slow down the rapidly increasing number of cases and deaths from this now dangerous new virus in Europe and in other parts of the world. Again, Europe seen by many now as a real hotspot. The largest number of cases and deaths from coronavirus are still being reported from the Western Pacific region, which includes China. However, Europe is running a close second and now has a larger cumulative number of confirmed infections and deaths than all other regions combined. The WHO says it's difficult to nail down any one factor or particular scenario behind this surge of cases in Europe. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer told VOA that his agency has been warning for weeks that this novel virus would grab hold and continue to spread with relentless speed around the world. This is some tough language. Quote, at the same time, when you have a large spike of cases, either because they have been undetected for a while or because of an unfortunate incident where a large group of people gets infected at any one time, you reach capacity problems, and this is what many European countries seem to be struggling with right now. It's certainly something that Italy and Spain are struggling with. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is set to make a televised address fairly shortly. This will be her first televised address ever since serving 4 years in the role of chancellor.
VOA Asia is on Twitter. Follow us at VOA Asia for developing stories in Asia, perhaps close to you. Our Twitter feed also has updates on programs you can hear and see with links to easily find them. VOA Asia Twitter, we're always online for you.
This is a Reuters story. Belgian supermarket chain moves to protect older people from coronavirus. Now, you may have heard that some doctors are speculating that it appears that older people or people who are immunocompromised, that means maybe they have some sort of underlying condition such as chronic heart problems, diabetes, HIV, those kinds of immunosuppressive conditions, that they may be at greater risk for catching the coronavirus and developing COVID-19. So Reuters writes in this story here that Belgian supermarket chain De Heijs has moved to protect its customers over 65 years of age, the age group most at risk from the coronavirus, they write, by reserving the first hour after its shops open only for elderly shoppers. That's interesting. The decision has applied since Tuesday in more than 700 of the company's shops in Belgium, as well as its Stop and Shop chain in the United States. Quote, I came here to stop for some groceries to have enough at home so I don't run out or run around too much because I think it's too dangerous, said Henri, a 71-year-old wearing a mask over his nose and his mouth, as he told Reuters as he was preparing to leave the shop. Despite the especially reserved time, there were still lines of elderly shoppers waiting to enter shops on Wednesday because of a restriction that only 150 people can in a De Heijs supermarket at any given time be admitted. This, again, to limit the infection. This raises an interesting point. You may have seen some places where people are lining up, queuing up, long lines, kind of crowding together to get into a certain place, whether it's a supermarket or a bank or something like that. I will simply repeat what the public health professionals are repeating, which is if we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, that probably the worst thing that we can be doing is packing ourselves together in compact little groups where we're all basically breathing on top of each other. That can be a perfect vector for virus transmission. So we should try to avoid those situations as much as we can.
For more on the stories you've heard on our radio programs, visit our website at voanews.com. That's where you'll find in-depth reports, related stories, videos, and more from our team of correspondents. Or take the news with you by downloading podcasts of your favorite VOA program. That's voanews.com. Online news for a changing world.
Again, you're listening to VOA Asia. We're coming to you again today from an alternative location. We're doing that because we're moving our production out of the building, in effect. Mostly what we hope that you're used to hearing is the best and most recent accurate news and information. U.S. stocks plunged in early trading Wednesday amid investor uncertainty over the government's response to the coronavirus, setting the stage for what may be another highly volatile day of trading. It has been volatile so far. We can tell you that the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 were more than 5% lower shortly after the markets opened, while the NASDAQ composite was down more than 4%. Investors in the financial markets are looking for some form of calm and something to ease their concerns about where things may be heading around the world, not just in the United States, but around the world. This story from Reuters: U.S. health officials on Wednesday appealed to youth to do their part by heeding guidelines on self-isolation to blunt the coronavirus outbreak, and warned that the White House may have to extend its action plan if 15 days proves insufficient. Quote, 15 days is likely not going to be enough to get us all the way through, but we really need to lean into it now so we can bend the curve in the 15 days, and at that point, we'll reassess. This a quote from U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who is speaking on a national television network today. The phrase you may have heard, bending the curve, is in effect what public health officials are hoping to see, which is rather than seeing spikes of cases and of deaths like we're seeing in Italy, where it puts such a condensed demand on medical supplies and needs. What they're hoping to do is bend that curve, really kind of try and flatten it out. Now, that doesn't mean people aren't going to get infected. That doesn't mean people aren't going to get sick. But it's not going to happen in an all of a sudden bang kind of way, ideally. And it'll be flattened out, and the health professionals will be able to much better assess and deal with and treat patients as their needs come by. Well, that is a look at just a few of the stories that are making headlines right now. Of course, there are many, many more, and you can find those many, many more at our website, www.voanews.com. And again, we will be with you in the coming days. We won't miss a day. We're going to do everything we can to bring you all the best information that we can. And until then, until we meet again tomorrow, we hope that you will be well.